You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Good Fred would be uncomfortable if your buddy's spouse invited you over for lunch and didn't tell
I'd have
your buddy.
Zero problem with it. Let's go to Ryan in the Bronx.
Dave, I thought you were crazy, but you're crazy, bro.
Wow. You're crazy, man. You're crazy.
Normal people don't go to their friend's house for lunch with their wives without them there. If any of my boys, any of their wives hit me up, come to lunch today. Red flag. Oh, she wants a snatch. It's crazy. You grew up on this.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
See what
Red flag. Oh, she wants a snatch.
On 98.7 ESPN.
A DNR 98.7 ESPN, the big 9 o'clock hour. Is there anyone that has less credibility now at the station than John
Right now,
Winthrop?
No.
He just walks in and says to us, we have another meeting, so he's preparing for that, I imagine.
Diligently, yeah.
And he says, boy, Joe Douglas running...
What did he say first? And he said it like he was joking, but he was not joking.
What about Kate Middleton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want a Kate Middleton update?
Yeah. And no,
we said yes. He sprints over there, gets a headset, and he's back.
Including all the Brits. I don't think anybody cares about Kate Middleton to the extent that he does.
Not like him. It's consuming his life.
He loves it.
Loves it.
So what? I don't know what's going on.
He thinks he's
going
to get to the bottom of it.
Can you imagine that?
He thinks he's going to get to the bottom of it.
An American program director has gotten to the bottom of what's happening in England.
Do you imagine?
They'd lead the BBC News with it.
How well received amongst the other program directors in the country he would be?
Oh, like the Chicago PD and maybe an LA PD? Could you imagine that? They would fall in love with him. How did you get to the bottom of this? Well, you ever see Homeland? You love that show, right?
I love that show.
When she's trying to put together, like, was the terrorist?
Yes.
And she has the board of like all the connecting. Mm-hmm. That's what John has in his home.
100%.
Now, wait a minute. She was at a brunch here and then connect the dots to, then she's at a farmhouse here. And it doesn't make sense. There's not more paparazzi following her around. He's obsessed with this.
He was sending us close-up photos yesterday.
Do you think that there's any chance that when Kate decides to come out of whatever cocoon she's in, she contacts John first to break the story?
Probably not, no.
Like a Steve Dunleavy back in the day.
I think if he was better connected around the country, that he'd have a better opportunity for this.
Which country?
This country.
This country.
Yeah, but which I think would lead to more connections in the other country.
You think there's a chance that he up and leaves the States to go to Britain to try to get to the bottom of it on his own?
Yeah. I think if there was an offer, a phone call was made, hey, we need you.
John goes Liam Neeson to find
the need your help.
Yeah.
Only you can find Kate Middleton. Next plane out. See ya.
How much time do you think he's spending on this a day?
At least
2 hours a day?
At least 2 hours.
Like reading like the interwebs and dark subterfuge
like you
and all
saw,
sorts
like,
of stuff.
We asked him about this yesterday during our big meeting. You just see like when he mentioned it, like the amount of time that he's put into
and
this
And I think
thing.
What's happening now, tell me if you
how
disagree.
How it's wearing on him.
I think really nobody cares outside of him.
I think there's probably some people that care, but
there's like
not a lot of people listening to this show probably
nominally
care
people. But the fact that he cares so deeply about this, and when he brings it up, probably doesn't ever get the reaction he's looking for, I believe probably pains him.
Yes.
I also got a lot of emails yesterday about his appearance because remember I didn't have my phone on me, so I couldn't see them until I got home. People almost to a T thought that his appearance on the show yesterday was dreadful.
Yeah.
Dreadful.
It wasn't his finest moment.
It
really raises some red flags as to whether or not he's more equipped than you to do this job.
Well, I think it also...
Red flag. Oh, she wants a snatch.
I also believe that it really entrenches... Not that I was ever concerned about being the number one football person, but I think it really entrenches
what that. He said yesterday was, you can't come back from that.
No.
There's more important things than what's happening on the gridiron. It's...
some things are bigger than what's happening on the gridiron.
That's your death knell.
You would just have to play that. That's the smoking gun.
That's right.
Like, where's the murder weapon?
Your Honor, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take the mic. As the audio's playing, I'm gonna turn around. I'm just gonna walk
and
out.
Here's the DNA. It's all over the weapon.
That's right.
Thank you.
Try on the gloves. They'll fit.
Right. Don't even have to try on the gloves.
Oh, away we go.
All his DNA's all over this weapon.
All over the weapon.
Just sitting here.
In fact, if you look in the corner of the gun, it actually says "property of John Winthrop." Right. Yes. That's how bad that soundbite was. So your Jets, Rich Cimini comments on them. He was on the K Show yesterday. The thing that I find curious is that Rich is more dialed into the Jets than anybody that I know. He still won't let himself go. He's still not clearly this is a playoff caliber team.
Well, Rich covers the team.
But I understand that. But that makes me even more worried if I'm a Jets fan.
Well, no, because I mean, Rich doesn't just cover the team. He's been there longer than anybody who's been associated with the organization. Way longer.
Oh, okay, so what?
And he gets a behind the scenes look at how dysfunctional this thing has been. It's hard to trust them. It is. Like, they can do all the right things, but it's going to be hard to earn the fan base's trust back until it actually works out. In theory, on paper, these are great moves. Like, what Joe Douglas has been able to do, especially with some of the financial constraints that he has, is great, and it excites me.
So is there
any
way...
And I'm going to be all in, but I don't think all Jets fans feel that way right
now. Any way you can envision that they're healthy and they're not good?
No.
So it's all health with the Jets now.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're talking about a couple of the most important positions, right? Like your quarterback coming back at his age from an Achilles.
Right, he's number one, of course.
That's number one. Your left tackle.
Number two.
Is huge.
And then Mike Williams, I think, would be a distant third, but still an important piece.
Yeah, and then do we have another year where the defense stays healthy? Or, I mean, are they as good as they've been?
But you could say that about any team.
I understand that, but you've wasted, but that's how it would work for us, is what people think. So now, when we add all this, all these, weapons to the offensive side, and it seemingly feels like we figure that out, we'll get put in a spot where offense will be great, defense will have a couple devastating injuries, and won't be nearly as good. And that's why you lose now.
That would be catastrophic.
Right, because we just find ways.
That would be catastrophic.
Like Black Friday, we couldn't just lose. You can't just lose and not be a laughingstock. You have to lose the way you lost.
Even you beat the Giants and you came in the next day like, yeah, it did nothing for me.
Or season's over. Okay, let us lick our wounds. It was awful. We suffered through it. And then, here's the Rossini article. All those things that you thought.
Right. It always continued to get worse. All right, Zach, you're going to be the quarterback. I don't want to be the quarterback.
And then Super Bowl, I got Woody Johnson. Hey, we're getting new uniforms. Or I got Woody Johnson. Hey, you know what? We screwed up. We need a backup quarterback.
Or Mecole Hardman coming out and saying what he said after he catches the game-winning touchdown.
Right. And let's not know Tyrod Taylor, too. Another good signing.
Great signing.
So all the things, all the boxes, as John likes to say, that he had to check.
Yep.
He's checking them.
But John's a fraud, too.
Well, he's the biggest fraud.
Well, because last week he was like, they're going to be awful. They're done. Douglas is doing nothing. And then all of a sudden now he's like, we're back.
We're back 12-5, and he said, and Joe Douglas is running circles around Joe Shane.
Which is an embarrassing thing.
That's what he said.
Okay, the Jets and the Giants are not in the same stratosphere of what they're trying to do.
One's rebuilding, one's trying to win a Super Bowl.
The Jets need to sign health risks to try to buoy them to get over the top this year. The Giants are playing the long game. The Giants are not in a rush to get anything done. And then, I'll argue with anybody, I think the Giants have had a very nice offseason so far.
Yeah, I'm with you. The amount of urgency to win is not even close.
The Jets might have this year. It could. I don't know that it will be. It could be this one year.
We have one guaranteed year right now. And we'll see how that...
The Giants may not even have the quarterback of the future on this roster. Probably don't have the quarterback of the future on this roster.
As far as you're concerned, they don't.
I do not believe they do.
Okay.
But how are we saying, he's run circles around Joe Shane? Joe Shane is not trying to do what Joe Douglas is trying to do.
No, he's not. But listen, you can't take what he said serious after, how Debbie Downer he was last week. Put me in a bad mood.
He's like a manic depressive.
Right, he's supposed to be this diehard Jets fan. And it was like, this is a mess. It's going to be a disaster. They're going to be 5-12. I was like, what are we
doing? But you can't go from they're going to be awful 5-12 to you sign Tyron Smith, Mike Williams, Tyrod Taylor, and now we're going to compete for the whole thing. You can't go from there to there that quickly.
No, that seems like a huge leap.
Because didn't you know that they were going to make huge acquisitions here?
Yeah, but I think it goes back again to not trusting them. That's where this all stems from.
Joe Douglas is not a moron.
No, I understand that. But when you've been hurt this many times, like going back to your whole RJ showing up at your house for dinner, like if it was more than just dinner, and you decide, you know what, we too much invested into this thing. You made a mistake. I want to forgive you. It wouldn't be like, hey, instantly you're forgiven. And you don't have to earn my trust back. Like, that takes time. And right now, I mean, with how bad this has been, how bad the Zach Wilson experiment was and all that other stuff, like last year, how they handled last year, like why? Like when you watched every other team in the NFL, like pivot on the fly and try to save their season, that we're just rolling with Zach Wilson out there and you keep telling me, oh, no, he figured it out. No, I probably he's going to figure it out. And you do nothing and you just burn a season. Like that's why there's a lot of people that just feel like, you know, we're not going to, why would this work for us? It's not going to work for us. It hasn't worked for us.
It's not going to work until it works, though.
No, I understand. Like,
so you want to just have that attitude every single season if it's not going to work for us?
No, I don't. And I choose not to do that. I'm going to be all in. I'm going to be excited until it doesn't work. And if it doesn't work and I have to live through the nightmare again, I'll live through the nightmare again. I can't do that because it affects how I watch the games, and I don't like that.
So you're coming in with a tremendous expectation that this is going to be a different year for the Jets.
Yeah, I have to. Otherwise, why would I watch?
You know what? Good for you.
And then once we hit whatever week it is and it doesn't work out, I can say to the TV, why do I root for a team that doesn't provide me any enjoyment at all?
Did you just say you'll talk to the television?
Yeah. Unless Brian's over, usually I'll be speaking to the TV.
Does Brian want to join my basketball pool?
Probably not.
Well, why?
I don't think he's that into it.
He doesn't like the college, I'll ask him. The madness?
I'll ask him.
I just, RJ.
Yes, Dave.
Did you not find it curious that Brian is his like plus one with everything? Rick is invited to the basketball pool and he doesn't extend an invitation to Brian?
I think he knows Brian. He knows his teammates.
You know your friends.
He says he's not into the hoops, so why invite him?
Man is locked in on baseball right now.
All right, I give up, by the way. I get a tweet. I love how Dave wants all the Jets fans to be so optimistic about next year's season. Dave, how do you feel about Daniel Jones next year on the Giants or their defense or the offensive line?
It's not
exactly
the same thing, though. It's not the same thing, though. I don't think you're pleading with Jets fans to be optimistic.
Then you know what? I think it's going to fall apart.
But I think your point is, if you can't be optimistic now, when are you going to be optimistic?
Exactly that. And I'm giving you an honest assessment. I think you should be optimistic as a Jets fan. I don't know how optimistic you should be as a Giants fan.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you trust Miami?
No. I like their coach, but I don't trust Miami.
Right, but do you trust Miami?
I don't believe in Tua, no.
You trust them in cold weather?
Mm-mm.
Defense has lost a couple pieces, coming back banged up.
I think they'll be good. I don't think they'll be what they were.
Okay, do you agree or disagree that the Jets defense has caused Josh Allen some problems?
Yes, they have.
And they've lost some talent on that team.
I would still take Buffalo over the Jets in this division.
Why?
Well, I think the quarterback.
Quarterback and what else?
They've been there.
Right, they've been there. But I think that, so what you just said is why you're picking Buffalo is why there's a lot of Jets fans that feel like some of these tweets that you're getting. Because the Jets haven't been there.
Okay.
And,
but the Bengals were never there.
No, I know.
And then the Bengals got there.
Right. Correct. And that's a good retort. But we have a complex. And we have a history of this not working.
Right.
So until we finally break through that, people are going to go back to...
to what their comfort zone is and what they believe.
All right.
So then...
I'm going to get myself all worked up, all excited.
So rather than let myself go and fall in love and the whole thing. But you know, it's like...
some people don't like getting hurt
again. You go on dates, and right? I really like that girl. It doesn't work out. I really like that girl. It doesn't work out. Do you stop dating? Or do you date?
Some people do. No, some people do.
Some people just... they stop dating?
Some people will stop dating until they're finally ready to date again. And then...
so they take time off.
Take that one special person... it makes them feel comfortable, and you finally open back up. You let the wall...
so maybe they are acquiring the special people.
Like you find your Tay Diggs, and you get your groove back.
Yes.
That's what happens.
Maybe.
And then that's when magic happens.
Or Stephon Diggs.
Like, look, we're waiting for that with Raymond to find his Tay Diggs.
Buffalo Bills went out and got who?
Tay Diggs.
Stephon Diggs.
I like... was that Keyshawn?
That's Keyshawn.
I like how Keyshawn... doesn't skip a beat, doesn't admonish Don, just corrects him like Stephon Diggs. And then Don is like, yes, Stephon Diggs. Raymond, play that again, would you?
Buffalo Bills went out and got who?
Tay Diggs.
Stephon Diggs, because they Stephon Diggs, everybody.
Oh, yeah, Stephon Diggs.
All right, right. You're right, Stephon Diggs. Here is Samini, by the way, not totally sold on this Jets club as a playoff team.
No, I'm going to say no right now. I think they're... it all hinges on one thing, and you know what I'm going to say. It's number 8.
Right.
You know, if you could tell me that Aaron Rodgers is going to play at least 14 games, then I would say, yeah, the Jets have a really good chance to get in the playoffs. Because their offensive line is better now. There's no question about that. But it all hinges on number 8. You know, that if he goes down early again in the season, I don't care who your backup quarterback is. It's going to be really, really tough to get into the playoffs.
All right, but Aaron Rodgers had one freak catastrophic injury. Do you think this is the beginning of the guys completely falling apart physically? If I believe that, then I wouldn't be in on the Jets.
Right. Like, if you believe that, then what the hell is, I mean, what's the sense? But, I mean, I think what plays into that also, though, is the last time that you actually saw Aaron Rodgers during a season. Now, I would argue that that bad season for Aaron Rodgers would be enough with this defense to be a legitimate playoff contender, but that was the lasting image that you get. And I think there were a lot of people when Green Bay decided to move off Aaron Rodgers that said to themselves, is this the beginning of the end for Aaron Rodgers? Coming off the back-to-back MVPs, having a chance in the final game of the season at home to beat Detroit in a game that meant nothing for Detroit,
right,
and they lost, people were saying to themselves, well, look at his age. Like, is this the beginning of the end? And then you follow that up with four plays.
With an injury, not seeing anything. You will not have seen a really good Aaron Rodgers for 3 years when he takes the field in September. So it's a fair point. I still believe there's going to be something there. I mean, he would have to go from really, really good to really, really bad. I'm in the mindset, like, even if he's above average, the Jets should be a playoff caliber team.
Right, and also take into account the fact that he's playing with the injury that
season.
With
the thumb injury.
Else. So, listen, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I know he's fully invested now that this whole VP thing is behind him. He was just on his ayahuasca retreat. I heard some stuff with Jordan Poyer talking about how, this was his second experience with it and how amazing it was. So, I mean, I think the other thing that you need to take into account, too, is how prideful this guy is. Prideful, spiteful, whatever you want to call it, whatever motivates him, is what this looks like for his legacy if this
crushes it.
Doesn't work out.
If this is a blown season for the Jets, listen, first ballot Hall of Famer, all-time great, but not on that list. Brady's on his own, but not on the Peyton.
No, we'll do it. Listen, it's going to do to his legacy what the whole Nets debacle is going to do
for KD.
For KD, and if the Suns thing doesn't work out.
Absolutely. If he comes here and has a bad season in year two after a non-existent season in year one, it'll be really bad. Really, really bad. We'll get to Sim in just a moment. Anthony in Atlantic Highlands. Hi, Anthony.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very good. So I've been listening to you guys every day, and I agree that Jets have made a lot of good moves. So when they signed Aaron Rodgers last year, the line went from like 5,000 to 1,500, like overnight. All these moves they've made, it hasn't moved like an inch. It's staying plus 2,500. They're like the 15th best team, they believe. I want to know why you think Vegas doesn't believe in them as much as all these good moves.
I don't know.
Because you have a 40-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles tear.
And you know what? Let me ask you this, Anthony. How much better has the AFC gotten, too?
This is true, but you just mentioned Buffalo, though. They haven't really made – they've been there, but it looks like Diggs is not happy there. Obviously, the Jets
but for the time
won,
being,
what,
he's
seven
still,
games
but,
with three,
but
four quarterbacks
the,
last
yeah, but
year.
Anthony, for the time being, he's still on the team. Steph Diggs is still on the team.
And not only that, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to, cause any friction here. In my mind, Josh Allen is a far superior quarterback to Aaron Rodgers. Far, far superior.
I think that Josh Allen is probably just a rung below with everybody, below Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
But he's at the top of
and Rodgers
that next tier.
Could
we don't know.
Five, could be
I don't
eight,
know.
Could be 10, could be 12. But he's even if he's good, he's not Josh Allen. No quarterback is relied on more for their team than Josh Allen is for
the
Bills.
Right, and also, I mean, let's not forget the fact that now they've also found this new willingness to use James Cook more. So it's not always on Josh Allen. When the time comes that he has to take over a game, he can take over a game.
Right.
But he has also struggled against our defense.
He has. That's a very fair point.
I mean, so we have the best defense in that division.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if now all of a sudden you have, a good offense, not even great offense.
But you
got a chance.
Okay, but let me play this game. And this is the one where I don't love. You want Sean McDermott or do you want Robert Saleh?
I think that's an easy answer.
You want McDaniel or you want Robert Saleh? Okay. So you're losing that game.
I understand.
What coach
that.
Do you want?
Well, I think that I think you have to take Saleh and mix him and add Aaron Rodgers to that mix, though. I think it's a combination.
I think you're right. You want Nathaniel Hackett or do you want Ken, was it Ken Dorsey? Was there OC there?
I don't
want Brady Dorsey?
I don't want.
Right. You don't.
So no, Joe Brady's there.
Joe Brady. Yeah. Dorsey moved on. All right. RJ? RJ.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. How are
RJ,
you?
RJ, what do you think the Jets are going to be?
I think they'll be...
If healthy.
Good to very good in a more vulnerable than we think division, I think.
No, I don't think it's... I think we agree that it's a vulnerable division.
If that team is healthy, it's Super Bowl or bust. Let's not kid ourselves.
Yeah. So he's kind of in on the Jets, too, because of Tyron Smith.
Yep. If that team is healthy...
Would you love it, Ray, if they went up winning the whole thing with Tyron, or would you be like, I can't believe we let him go?
What did I tell you 2 weeks ago?
I don't remember.
When it looked like Tyron was going to walk from the Cowboys.
You love him, don't you?
This reeks of DeMarcus Ware, where DeMarcus Ware went to the Broncos and helped that team win a Super Bowl.
Could you imagine that?
No, I couldn't.
All right, let's fire it up, Raymond.
Now.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown!
Rebound score!
The shit you missed.
Didn't miss Mike Williams to the Jets, but you might miss, you know, who's visiting the Jets today.
Jadeveon Clowney.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Maybe they should send him a sandwich.
Send him a sandwich.
Hey, have you ever had a ham, egg, and cheese?
After the season he had last season, whatever he wants.
Bacon, nigga, cheese.
Send him a sandwich. According to reports, you know who the Giants had dinner with last week?
J.J. McCarthy.
That's right. J.J. McCarthy also going to have...
I'm glad you said J.J. McCarthy. I was not going to go in that direction.
Really? What did I say?
I was going to say Janine Lindenmulder.
Would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
I didn't know.
Commanders.
I mean, that's what I swallow.
Oh, my God.
We really are really toeing the line today.
How's that? I have water here.
That wasn't you.
I drink it. I swallow it. It's not my fault.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, do what you got to do. Commander's going to have dinner with McCarthy tomorrow, they say. Former Commander Chase Young needs a neck procedure. Not ideal what you want to hear if you're a Saints fan. He's expected to miss part of training camp. Former Bills All-Pro corner Trey White visiting the Rams and going to meet with the Titans and Giants if nothing gets done. Brown signed Jerry Jeudy, 3 years, $58 million extension, 41 of it guaranteed. Former Niner, mild guy. Jimmy Garoppolo said he messed up with therapeutic use of performance-enhancing drugs. Still suspended 2 games. Sorry, Jimbo.
Why is the baseball game not on?
It's over.
It's over already?
The game is ended.
It ended?
Yeah. Usually when they play nine, they stop playing.
It was 3 hours ago.
Yeah. It's just flying by.
Dodgers won 5-2.
Well, I know the score, but I didn't know it was over.
5-2. We'll transition this way. So, Ohtani, couple of hits. Mookie Betts, couple of hits as well for the Dodgers, who win. Ohtani, on a foul ball, literally broke the roof.
1-1, righty to the lefty. Now, my goodness, did he get around on that? And yeah, that did hit the roof in foul territory.
It went through the roof, Carl.
Literally went through the roof.
What was the clip we put in? Is that a rocket?
Yeah. Williams struck out. There goes.
Is that a rocket launch? Yeah, I got to cut off what I'm saying if we're looking at a rocket launch.
No, what'd you stop it there for?
Is that a rocket launch? Yeah, I got to cut off what I'm saying if we're looking at a rocket launch. Oh, Allen down swinging. Do we know what?
Are we being invaded by Martians? Allen goes down on a 3-2 curve.
A little more football. By the way, Netflix has announced their new series. It will not be quarterback. It will be receiver. They will follow Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson, George Kittle.
Janine.
Maybe.
You know what? That was funny. You know what? Some of yours are not so good. That was good. That was nice.
Debo
Those
Samuel,
are my ladies. That was good.
And Amon-Ra St. Brown around.
So that's a better list than the quarterbacks one.
Well, they couldn't get any quarterbacks.
Yeah, right. That's what happens when no quarterback wants to do it.
Well, you know what else the problem is? Quarterbacks just making too much money. Like, how much is Netflix offering? Unless you're Kirk, where... You say yes to everything, and he just adores money. Which
Kirk seems so nice.
Yeah, but I think that did wonders for his image, though,
too. I agree. So if you find yourself kind of in a tenuous spot, everyone loves Kirk now. Oh, could Kirk be the missing piece? Like, half hour ago, it's like, oh, why even have Kirk?
Really change people's image of Kirk?
I think
yes.
so.
I think he was always thought of what he is now.
I don't know. I think Kirk was the former demarcation of if your quarterback's better than Kirk, you can win a Super Bowl. If he's worse, you can't. He was literally the one.
Yeah, but he's so likable that's such a win for him.
I agree with you, Ray. I don't think on the field has changed, but I think off the field has now played a bigger percentage of the pie. And people are like, oh, you know what? Maybe Kirk, maybe.
I like this guy.
Yeah, exactly. Donovan Mitchell out at least a week with a nasal fracture. Zion goes for 28 last night. Had an awesome alley-oop.
Do you see how much weight they said he's lost?
A lot.
They said during in season he's lost 25 pounds.
Who?
Zion.
25. Well, good for him.
He flew through the air last night. Pals beat the Nets 104-91. Nets have lost four in a row. They are very bad. According to Ian Begley, OG Anunoby, Elbow has shown improvement, but the Knicks not going to rush him back, so don't get your hopes too high just yet.
Well, we knew he was out tonight, so
yep.
Next couple of games are at the Garden. Hopefully he can play in one of those.
Yep, talked about it all morning. Wagner holds off Howard. First four win. Only seven healthy players. First ever tournament win. They will now play number one North Carolina.
Good luck with that.
Colorado State smashes Virginia. Not a good look for Virginia as they are now out. Colorado State, first tournament win in 11 years.
I don't even know how good Colorado State is. I just know that Virginia's offense is like historically bad.
Five field goals in the first half for 14 points. Is that bad?
Yeah, they missed 17 straight shots to end the first half.
Colorado State now will play number seven, Texas. Kevin McCullough Jr., by the way,
bad
Kansas,
yep.
Out for the entire tournament. Adjust your brackets accordingly. Purdue's Zach Edey, unanimous All-American. Not a surprise. Rest of the first team, Dalton Knecht of Tennessee, RJ Davis of UNC, Houston's Jamal Shedd, and UConn's Tristan Newton. Mets over the Cards yesterday, 3-1. Sean Manaea goes five, gives up one, strikes out six. Continues a nice trend for Mets starting pitching. Mark Scheifele, hat trick. Connor Hellebuyck, 38 saves. Winnipeg over the Rangers, 4-2. Seth Jarvis scores twice for the Canes, 4-1 win against the Isles at UBS. And serious note, RIP to Chris Simon, by the way. Timo Meier, Dawson Mercer each score two goals for the Devils, 5-2 win over the Pens. See what NHL GMs want. An expansion of Coach's Challenge.
Yep.
Include video review of pucks over the glass to see if it was or was not all deflected. Right. I think that's fair, given that's a penalty.
Yep. I'm telling you right now, if that was a penalty back when I played with Chara, he would have been in the box probably.
He did that all the time.
We call them frisbees.
They would just float him out of there.
Milbury had him so nervous that he would just say, get the puck, throw it off the glass, that he would just fling just bullets into the glass, into the crowd.
So he couldn't take any off of it, huh?
No. Good for him. He went to Ottawa. I honestly don't think if he stayed with us, I don't know.
Well, he was not the same player with you guys that he was after he moved on.
Dude, the player he became in Ottawa was, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
College football and ESPN. Nice note here. Going to keep the playoff with the ESPN Family Networks through 2032.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Clemson and Florida State, by the way, have filed a lawsuit against the ACC because the ACC wants to charge them $140 million exit fees. So now they're going to court. But Clemson and Florida State are going to shake loose from the ACC here in the next couple of years at some point. And Conor McGregor said he's going to fight Michael Chandler this summer. You might remember Michael Chandler from?
I am a huge Eagles fan as well.
Oh, we got to go.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
No.
I hope McGregor chokes you out.
Oh, no. Well, could happen.
I didn't remember that. That's nice.
And that's the bleep you missed.
It would have been nice if they let Michael Chandler know that he was fighting Conor McGregor.
Was he not?
He was like, okay, great. I mean, someone should probably let me know that this is happening.
Yeah, probably me attacking him verbally probably wasn't the
It's most not surprising at all that you don't remember your fit of rage, by the way.
You know what? Don't you talk to me
like
that.
Isn't it? Oh, I said that? Who, me?
Are you done, RJ?
That's it.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Big meeting after the show.
Big.
This is going to be a big one.
Big, bulbous meeting.
Yeah, big, beautiful meeting. John has a full agenda to get into.
I love it. Because he's a professional.
Very much so.
He doesn't show up to a meeting willy-nilly.
No, not willy-nilly.
No, no.
No, absolutely not.
He's got things he wants to hit. Sure, beach bash will be included.
Beach bash.
You naked somewhere will be included.
Naked somewhere included.
Days we can't take off.
Days we can't take off. Days we need to take off.
Yeah, can you give me your vacation 7 months from now?
That's right. He likes in a lot of stuff.
Well, because because
he's on the ball.
No, he has no empathy for people.
No, I don't think that's
true. No, that's true. Because he is so in love with these Disney vacations that he can't help but plan Disney vacations, cruises. Oh, you name it. We're not all built like that. I can't just commit to something 6 months down the road. Can't do it.
Jimmy C sends a full ranking list.
Of what?
Since you love ranking so much, here's mine, including the afternoon show.
Oh, ooh.
9 names on this list.
Okay.
Where do you want me to start?
You got to start at the top, no?
Start at the top. Number one, RJ. Number two, Raymond.
It's a big jump for RJ. He was fifth on the show. On this show, he was fifth.
Fifth on this show. Well, Jimmy C loves RJ. RJ 1, Raymond 2. You?
3.
Ooh, nice.
Don 4. Michael 5. Peter 6. Pusick 7.
Oh, this guy hates you.
Windrow 8. Me 9. The gap between 8 and 9, miles wide. Hates me.
Hates you.
Yeah.
You might have been a sneaky sleeper.
For the most hated? Well, we're not allowed to do that.
Well, because, we're all too soft.
Yeah, very, very soft.
Oh, so, by the way. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, if you find out that Kay was the one that stood in the way of a true Hosadness, would you look at him differently?
I can't look at Michael differently.
No, you can't.
I don't think Michael cares.
Somebody cared.
Well, somebody cares. I don't think Michael cares that much.
Okay.
He already assumes he's the most hated.
Maybe he doesn't want it to be thrown out there in public,
on his own show. He does get attacked quite a bit by those two. Like little hyenas going after him.
They always go after him.
Like when the hyenas in Lion King go after Mufasa?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Well, poor Mufasa.
Ugh,
that was not a good ending.
Raw deal. Family sometimes.
You're a little kid. You watch The Lion King?
Weeping. I still cry.
That's a lot to handle.
Yeah. What I just watched? What show did I just watch with my kids?
His brother was so mean.
Oh, what was the show I just watched with my kids? Oh, I watched this new movie, and Dad falls off a cliff.
Falls off a cliff?
Oh, right off a cliff. They're werewolves, but the werewolf dad.
Is it animated?
It's animated.
I can handle it better when it's animated.
No, this was tough.
Yeah,
like the crying, it was brutal. Kids like
childhood trauma in animated movies is like it's like a rite of passage.
It's always there.
Yeah, Bambi's had it for crying out loud.
Bambi.
Yeah,
I mean,
Old Yeller.
Yeah,
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? I still have nightmares about that movie.
Wasn't like a sexy cartoon lady in that though?
Yes, his wife. It was his wife.
I've never seen the movie. Everyone knows who Jessica Rabbit is.
You're right. In retrospect, I do know who Jessica Rabbit is. However, I've never seen
the movie.
No.
Wow.
What are the kind of dreams you having about that movie, Raymond?
I haven't seen it in so long. Right.
Bet you haven't.
Sure, you haven't.
Maybe that's what
I'm popping in Christy Canyons. He's popping in Roger Rabbit. Sicko.
All right. Let's get to some sports before we get in trouble here.
Licky boom boom down.
You guys make it almost impossible for me. I didn't make any noise like that. Do you know I have an infliction? I have a problem, and you guys make it worse.
I go on OnlyFans. You watch?
Yeah, probably. I probably would, actually.
Go ahead.
I'm not afraid to say it.
I'm going to
Jets receivers
here.
Last season. Yards per game. Tell me where they ranked.
Solely wide receivers.
The receivers, yeah. Solely wide receivers.
Tight ends included?
Receivers,
this?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're
receiving,
catching passes.
Receiving.
Gotcha. Receiving yards. I'm going to say they were 30th.
Correct.
Is that right?
That's right. Touchdowns. Receiving touchdowns last season.
31st.
32nd.
The worst.
They had 11.
They threw for 11 touchdowns?
11. 11 receiving touchdowns, yeah. They were two behind the Carolina Panthers and the Pittsburgh Steelers, who had 13.
Panthers were unwatchable.
Right.
Better than the
Coach
Jets.
Coach got fired halfway through the season.
Right. Best receiver, Adam Thielen.
Yeah.
Better than the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to a call or two. 1-800-919-3776. Ken in Connecticut. Hi, Ken. You're on 98.7.
Hey, what's up, guys? By the way, Jessica Rabbit, hot AF.
Really?
Like, yeah, he doesn't know.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Like a five-year-old.
Ken, as you go on with your Giants point, I'm going to Google Jessica Rabbit and see what we're working with here.
She's
go
a
ahead.
Redhead.
You will not be disappointed.
No. Okay.
I promise you. But anyway, no, just I'm not a Giants
Pervacious.
Fan.
Pervacious?
Honestly.
Wow.
Yeah,
my
yeah, right?
goodness.
I know. The fact that they made that into slightly a kid's movie. By the way, Rick, I completely agree with you. I actually had, like, nightmares about that. Like, when the guy's melting at the end, like, what was that about? It's supposed to be a kid's movie.
Yeah, it's traumatizing.
But for the Giants, you know, I'm actually loving a receiver at six because I'm looking at this just quarterback class overall. I don't think that anything close to the future is here for them. So it's like, go your receiver. Daniel Jones is not garbage. Like, you can roll with him.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though.
Anyway.
But, Ken, is Daniel Jones worth what you're paying him?
No.
Okay, so, I mean, you have a chance now because of how they worked the contract out to move off of him after the season. And now you're in a spot you can also play him while you get the young quarterback ready.
Right. It's just, is the young quarterback in this class? Because there's no one that really jumps out at me.
Oh, so you're crazy.
Like, okay, if the Daniel Jones experiment just falls apart.
This is a really good quarterback class.
Season.
Ken, what's happened now is there may not be a quarterback you can get your hands on who moves the needle for you. But this is a good quarterback class.
That's true. I'm just saying, you roll with it. If everything falls apart, you still get a high pick next year, and you see what's there then.
But I don't think there's going to be the same kind of talent. I guess if you have an awful season, you wind up with the second pick in the draft. But now you're probably looking
at... You want to live through that?
But here's the thing. You're probably looking at a new coaching staff then. If the Giants
wind up... Can they survive a two-win season?
If the Giants have a three-win season, Oof. And they draft Malik Nabers, and they have Daniel Jones, they fix the offensive line, you bring in Brian Burns, you have year two of Deontay Banks, and they have that bad of a season, how you bring him back? At a minimum, Brian Daboll, you can't bring him back.
With the amount of pressure that they were feeling this season... Also, I mean, on the heels of kind of all the dysfunction you heard going on inside that building with the coaching staff, I don't know. I mean, there was a lot of noise this season.
A lot of noise.
A lot of noise.
And you had the benefit of they fought at the end.
Here's the question
Daniel
I would
Jones
ask,
was hurt.
Okay, here's the question I would ask anyone, though. Okay, because this is, I mean, this is me asking you, the fan, you, Dave, to put yourselves in the shoes of Brian Daboll and Joe Shane.
Right.
With all the noise... With all the questions this season, coming off a road playoff win where Don LaGreca, there were plenty of people, is this a Joe Judge situation? Can this guy even coach? He's still going to have to prove it. All that noise. Are you willing to attach your future employment to Daniel Jones moving forward?
No.
I mean, that's so, that's it seems like a pretty easy
okay.
answer to me.
Yes.
Even if you love the kid, just like he's not available enough.
But here's the thing. If Williams goes one... And Daniels goes two, and May goes three, and you don't love J.J. McCarthy, I could be totally done with Daniel Jones, but what do I do? Do I take J.J. McCarthy because he happens to be there?
No, you do not do that.
So, all right, so explain to me what I'm supposed to do.
Well, here's the other thing. This could also be the diabolical thing, is if they know that they're not going to get the guy that they want, so they're going to have to, I'm not going to say settle, but they'll have to...
Do you trade back?
No, I'm saying readjust. But you have it out there so people know we don't really believe in Daniel Jones. So if this season doesn't work out, just so everyone knows, we're not attaching ourselves to Daniel Jones in this whole thing. The season goes sideways and he's not good.
Oh, they let within the walls.
Yeah, so we all know
this is not our guy.
We wanted to draft the quarterback.
But we were too good last year, so we were not able to get our hands on that
We would have loved Drake May, but couldn't.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder how that works. We'll see.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I got an email from James E.
Okay.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit is an absolutely elite movie. Great acting, phenomenal writing, memorable characters, scenes all over the place. If you are a movie guy, you must watch this film.
I'm surprised you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I never have. You know what? I don't love cartoon movies. So I like, and maybe this is just a mistake by me. My thought process is, if it has cartoons, it has a childlike element, and that doesn't always move for me. But I know that's not accurate. But I think, because like Toy Stories, I love those movies.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, you got kids, so you're gonna watch all those movies. I'm just surprised you've never seen that movie.
Do you have a movie or a couple of movies that you have never seen that you feel guilty you've never seen? I'm sure there are.
I'm sure there probably are some movies that I haven't seen that I should, but I got to tell you, one of the benefits to being married to my wife,
right,
is Cass's dad used to get all the movies. I'm not going to ask. I don't ask how we got them. But
so he would just get them, and you would just be able to watch them.
Say, so we'd get all the DVDs, and we would always, like, it's one of my favorite things to do is watch movies. So
but you wouldn't ask questions.
I would not ask questions, though. No.
So, but you go to like the top 100 movies of all time. You get like Reservoir Dogs. You've seen that, right?
Yep.
How good is that movie?
It's a great movie.
Groundhog Day?
Yep.
Paddington 2, number 98. I've never seen that.
Actually, I might have seen that.
Brokeback Mountain.
I have not seen that.
Would you like to see that?
I've watched, no.
No.
You want to watch it with me?
No, I don't need to.
You can come over my place, so I'll make some popcorn.
No Country for Old Men.
So I loved it.
That's a great movie.
Yep.
Titanic, 88.
Of course.
I was flipping through the channels the other day.
Yep.
Stumbled on Titanic.
Right, that's my Avatar, me and you.
It's a great movie.
You want me to hold you again?
That would be nice.
Okay.
That would be nice.
Right now?
No, not right now.
Okay.
But I mean, that I'll tell you what, that Billy Zane character, he was not nice.
Not nice.
No.
I could see you kind of reacting that way off the...
I have a child!
Titanic was going down.
But I have a child!
Please, I have a child!
Oh, where's the boat? Oh, there it is. There he is, by himself.
The Exorcist, have you seen that?
Yep.
Lost in Translation. Mm-hmm. There's got to be some great movies that you've never seen.
I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of movies. I've seen a lot of bad movies, too. Because I battle.
I'm
going to fight through a bad movie.
Would you... Okay. If you're at home, would you be willing to punt on the movie?
Cassie would like me to punt, but I usually stick through it.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Unless it's that
bad. Here are... So, the number one movie of all time,
Godfather,
on this list, I've never seen.
What is it?
Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring.
Seen it.
You've seen it?
Yep.
All right. Number two, I've also never seen... If I've seen it, I've seen bits and pieces of it. Empire Strikes Back.
Yep.
Yeah, no. I'm not a Star Wars guy.
That's not your kind of movie.
Number three, Godfather, seen it a trillion times. Four, The Dark Knight, never seen it.
Yep.
So three of the top four movies I've never seen.
Well, maybe you should get on it. You got all this
spare time. I have no desperation to see those. Shawshank, seen a million times. Jaws 6, seen a million times. Pulp Fiction. And then here's another one. Avengers. Which one was Infinity War? Was that like 3.5 hours in the theater? I might have seen that. Was that like 3 years ago?
That was the second to last Avengers movie.
Yeah, I'm just
I think I saw that
Milo.
One. Raiders of the Lost Ark, you see that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Goodfellas, you've seen that?
Yep.
So Star Wars, have you seen that?
Yep.
Mad Max, Fury Road.
Well, let me get this.
That?
See, here's the only reason I'm seeing some of those movies that you're mentioning, I wouldn't personally go out and see them.
Right.
But because Milo's starting to get into some of that stuff.
Doesn't matter though.
Yeah, but I mean
it's fine. If your kids weren't
into Lord of the Rings, would you have seen.
But they are.
And you haven't watched any of those movies with them?
No, because Sherry likes them, so they read the books together, and that's kind of their time to spend. And I don't want to. I mean, I don't have interest, and they don't sound like they're like, Dad, please watch this. You know what I watched a lot with Alex? He liked that new Disney show, Percy Jackson.
Oh, we've watched that.
Yeah, he loved
that. We're watching Airbender now.
That's not about the dog, is it?
No, it's not about the dog.
That's Air Bud.
Yeah, Air Bud. No, this is not about the dog.
What's Airbender?
It's about a kid who's the... They have these things. One's fire, one's water, but he has all of them because he's the avatar.
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. Watch the first couple episodes.
Now, I know you're uncertain whether you're going to join my pool or not. Will you be joining a pool? Like, there's no way you could not
no,
be
No, if
in-
I don't join your pool, I'm not joining a pool.
RJ!
Yes, Dave.
Do you find that it should be allowable for him not to join any pool?
I find it interesting as a man who also consumes a lot of sports. I actually think he consumes more than I do. And I would think he's just come across a lot of content about the madness. I would think he'd want to get involved. But then again,
But remember, very that he can't deal with failure. And 99 out of 100 times that you join one of these pools, you're it's going to end in failure.
So I guess that's our answer. It's stress that he is choosing to pass on.
That's what it is,
That's what it is, yeah. That would be the only reason.
You know what's sad for me, though?
I should go on an ayahuasca retreat. I'm telling you, listening to them talk about it and the benefits of it, I think I might try it.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
It's a drug retreat.
I understand that, but it teaches you how to view, like a different way to view the world.
It opens up your mind.
It opens up your mind. And maybe that would ease that. Maybe that would relieve some of the anxiety. Like, just go with your initial instinct.
So you're very type A. Like, you need your thing.
And it has to be perfect.
Right. That's got to be very hard to live with.
It's very stressful, yeah.
Now, do you...
But I can't just do, like, I can't do one or two brackets where it's like, okay, this one's all right. Oh, this one's good. Here you go.
Do you impose that on your family? Like, do you see that maybe Milo is going to be neurotic and not be able to deal with less than stellar performance?
They're currently not.
Good.
Personality-wise, they're probably more... My littlest one is. Rocco is.
So you would not want to impart that to your next generation?
No.
Yeah, I agree with you.
No, my wife is... They have personalities more like my wife.
Good.
Which is better for them.
No, I think you're great. I just think that's a lot to have to live, a lot of weight to have to bear.
Yeah, look, I would tell you, man. Like, I mean, the stress leading
up... Did you always have that?
Yeah.
Did your dad have that?
No, I think more my mom.
Your mom has that perfection side to her.
Yeah, like the anxiety stuff.
RJ, you look down on him at all if he doesn't join the pool? Like if he doesn't partake at all?
Look down? No, but
it'd be tough for him to look down on me.
Oh, dear.
Says a man with not enough guts to enter the pool.
Oh, yeah!
There it is.
See?
Here we go!
I mean, how dare you go after RJ like that?
He's coming after me!
Right, well,
no, he wasn't coming after you.
You're all coming after me.
You can only take so many shots.
Thank you.
I said, and he came right after me. Well, I mean, if we're conducting rankings, I guess just by definition, you finished last then. Non-entry.
Well, Raymond's not doing it.
Well, he's...
Just one step ahead of you.
Yeah. See, now you guys have forced me to do it.
I'll tell you this. I'll
make it brackets.
If I don't do this bracket, I won't be doing any other brackets.
No, so. I don't care. Honestly, everyone on the show should be doing the bracket. RJ, do you not think it's show content?
I mean, I think you have to. You guys got to get involved.
Yeah, good. Finally, you take a stand with something. Can we turn the lights a little brighter in here? Is there any chance of
that
happening?
This is like when the Kenny Rogers opened up next to Kramer's place.
I feel like I'm going to be asked about where I was on the night of the 12th. I mean, it is very bright in here. All right, Raymond, three stars.
Today's three stars, number three.
Now we open up. Happy opening day. Yes, that's not a preseason game. These games actually count. Playing in Korea. Dodgers, Padres. Dodgers win 5-2. Yay for the baseball.
Number two.
Great job in Stump Rothenberg. Excellent performance. I don't know why everything that goes around Dave, he has to accelerate to the extreme. Rick gargling really set him off.
I didn't make any noise like that.
So he decided to do it himself, and that was the end result.
I mean, that's what I do. I swallow.
And that's because he also decided to swallow the gargle, which is kind of gross, Dave, if you really want to go there.
But it's my own gargle.
You're not supposed to do that, though.
If it's a mouthwash, you don't swallow the gargle, but when it's water, I don't think it's terrible.
Same principle. Like, you're still gargling. And
teach me your gargling ways.
Number one.
Don't even know what to say to that. Just like I don't know what to say to your perspective on your wife going out to lunch with a former person that she used to date, or
a former person.
I don't know.
This is no longer a person.
Or as caller Ryan said,
red flag, red flag. Oh, she wants to smash.
This was a very troubling show.
Sounds like that he might have walked down that road. Maybe
it sounds like he may have.
Ryan's got problems. I'm concerned about him.
Yeah, deep seated problems. All right, now it's Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg and
Carpe Omnia.
98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.